Well, coming off a tough loss, I think it's important that you you try to learn a lot of things from it and see what you can do to improve. But we got to put that behind us, and we got to get back to work and see if we can get something positive happening with our team. And I think this week practice is going to be extremely important. So we're looking forward to getting started tomorrow. We had short practice there on Sunday and didn't do a whole lot, but just wanted to get them out there and get going. So we're ready to start over.
Did you change the routine at all in any
way? That's what we do every week. We practice Sunday, not for very long, and then they have Monday off to go to school, and labs or any kind of late classes that they have, they always do it on Monday. And then we get back in earnest on Tuesday.
You talked about tackling issues Saturday. Does that prompt you to be more physical than you might normally be in practices this week?
No, I don't think so. I think you can do some drills where you can work on tackling, but you don't have to be, you know, completely physical. I mean, you're getting down to the 10th game of the year. You know, you got a bunch of people banged up, and you know, you get somebody hurt in tackling drill, you know, you kick yourself all the way to the insane asylum. So, you know, we're not going to do that.
I know you don't want to concede anything ever, but you mentioned Saturday night after the game that you all weren't where they were athletically speaking.
Well, I'm talking about it as, you know, as many, right, many athletes. You know, there's some places where, you know, we got just as good athletes as they do, and you know, but when you have as many as they do, it gives you, you know, a certain advantage, maybe special team wise and things like that. So, you know, what I meant is what we can do is we can manage the game a whole lot better. You know, we you know, should have been great on special teams, tried to control the ball, you know, tackle better. You know, we just didn't go about it in a very good manner. And you look at it and you say, why? You know, well, they were a big part of it. You know, they're very good. They have an excellent quarterback. They got excellent skill people. Their offensive line is as pretty as I've seen one in a long time. So it was going to be a battle no matter what, but we could have helped ourselves a lot more.
The margin of error is just
thinner. Well, against them, yes, it is real thin, and you know, they almost force you to be really good in every position and all the time, and if you're not, they make you pay for it.
McKenzie, do you have any idea what his status is going to be?
I think, you know, we really don't know until you get started out there and running full speed. Hip pointers are, you know, unpredictable and painful, and until you get starting to run full speed or you get hit there, you just don't know how it's going to react. But he'll probably be able to run around and move around fairly well, but we'll see how long, you know, he can do that.
The Chris that you saw in the second half Saturday night, was that closer to the guy that you had wanted to see in the first half of the season?
Well, I think Chris was 5-1 as a starter, so he was pretty good in the first half of the season. You know, all kind of circumstances. You know, we don't go back and say, hey, that's the guy we want to see. We're looking at this week and this week only. You know, we're going to try to get everybody ready, not just Chris, not just Mac. We look at every position out there. We're making changes on the offensive line. We make changes on the defensive line. You know, we're going to do that with every position.
Is it your preference to have one quarterback from start to finish in the game, or do you see a scenario where you play them both?
Possibly. You know, we could play both of them. You know, usually I think both of them have the same kind of skill set, so we're not going to have a different game plan for either one of them. So both of them will be able to play and should be able to master the game plan. So it wouldn't be a big problem playing both.
Coach, did you see Randall Cobb in high school? And if you did, did you think he was more quarterback or receiver?
Well, he's a good athlete. He has the capability of playing, you know, all kind of positions. He could, you know, be a defensive player. He could be a quarterback, wide receiver. And, you know, he's seems to be really calm for a freshman out there, so nothing really bothers him. So He's a good player, and they've done a good job of designing some things for him to do and be comfortable with, and he's really comfortable right now.
What type of challenges has he presented for you guys defensively?
Well, obviously he can run the football, but he's also, you know, demonstrated that he can manage the game, and he made some huge plays against Georgia, and they scored a lot of points against a team that really doesn't allow a lot of points. He just gives you all kind of headaches, and you got to take care of all those things. So that makes you, you know, keeps you from concentrating on one or two things you can try to take away.
Coach, back to Florida for a second. Considering your perspective from the sideline, can you imagine that the BCS thinks there's three teams better than that?
Well, I don't compare BCS teams and Big 12 teams. I watched a little bit of TV when we had the off week, but I don't see those other teams, you know, so I'm not going to compare Florida. I know they're really a good football team. There are a lot of good football teams in our conference. That's who I watch, and that's the only conference I watch. So I don't know.
How did Smith get through Saturday? He kind of put his problems behind him now.
Who?
George?
Not really. I don't think George was full speed Saturday, and I don't think he's full speed this week yet. You know, we'll find out, but, you know, we need to test that. He needs to go out and practice and find out if he can do it. If he can't, we need to keep him on the sideline and get somebody in there who's healthy. So, you know, we'll try to make that determination.
Coach, Rich Brooks said yesterday, talking about Trevor Lindley, a cornerback, with a knee injury, he may or may not play Saturday. We're seeing a lot of this guy on tape. What makes him so good?
Well, you know, any defensive back in this league has got to, you know, be a great athlete, and they got to have reflexes, and, you know, it's not just running fast, it's, you know, it's quickness and technique, and, you know, he does a great job with all that, and, you know, he can play on, he can play off, you know, so, you know, with that much experience, he's, you know, a very good player.
Coach, last year's game down here with Kentucky, Jared took a wicked shot over there on their sideline in the second half. As you think back to that play and whatever y'all saw looking at that film, what did you see?
I just saw a tough hit. It was clean, on time. He was in bounds. You know, but it was tough. But we didn't make anything out of it.
I guess that's a team that the last couple of years has based their success on offense and kind of flipped the coin a little bit this time around.
Well, yeah. You got to outscore the other team. I mean, you know, you just can't, you know, win it all on defense. And, you know, they've got some good running backs. I think their offensive line has gotten a lot better every year we've played them. They've had some injuries at wide receiver, but some people starting to step up. So I'm not saying they're all defense. They've done a good job. You score that many points against Georgia, you've done something on offense. So we expect that to play a whole game, a complete game, offense, defense. We need to get special teams back up where they were before. And, you know, it's going to take that kind of effort to beat them, especially up in Lexington.
Weather's never fun up there, is it?
The weather's not that bad. I mean, it's been kind of damp and cold, but, you know, it's nothing severe. I mean, it's not a spring day in Nashville, but, you know, that's what you expect in November.
Coach, how was your team mentally?
We got about 3 points, something grade point average. They've done pretty well in school. We got a APR rating of 997, so pretty good. And football mentally, you know, I think we're going to be okay. You know, I think our guys realize that we have three tough games, but we're looking at it as three opportunities, and they worked hard in the weight room yesterday. They were attentive in the meetings. You know, they're not going in a shell, if that's what you're asking. I think they're ready to come out and work this week and try to get better, and they see the same problems we see, so hopefully they work hard with us, and we'll get them all solved.
Any more questions, guys?
All right. Thank you very much.